Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today is a little bit different because I'm just sitting here with my friend Brooke. And Brooke is this amazing woman that's come into my life within the last year who happens to be the producer of this podcast. And we've just been talking lately, reflecting on how the podcast is going. And we just wanted to have a kind of a conversation about that and just kind of see where this goes, Brooke. So, Brooke, welcome to the podcast that you produce, and just so thankful to have you here today.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be on this side of things. I get to hear your beautiful voice and listen to your very wise messages week after week. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
You're sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm just going to kind of jump in here and let them hear about what we have been talking about.
Okay.
And, you know, yes, we were looking at what episode we're going to use this week or what's going to happen this week. And you replied, do you want to tell them what you replied? Do you remember? You replied that you're just not really sure what you want to do, and you don't want to show up just to show up.
Right.
And that's what caught my attention. That's when I was like, ooh, that's juicy. Let's do a podcast about that.
Yes. I know. I was like, I'm getting bored of myself. But this feels important to me, but I don't want to do it just to do it. You know, like I want to do it.
You want to do it to make an impact.
I do. Yeah, because it is important. And I know that people listen that are needing some help or guidance or just to be seen or known or whatever. And that matters to me. So I want to show up, you know, and not just do it.
Yes. So that's really different from a lot of people. A lot of people would just show up and just riff something off just to do it and not matter, just to say it's a check mark. But you never allow your work to be a check mark. You allow your work to be intentional and meaningful and for a reason every time. And while that is a wonderful for your clients and the listeners, it's also really takes a lot from you to slow down and make sure every single time that that's where you're coming from. What do you think it is that draws you to doing this podcast?
Well, I mean, I think it's several things. It's being the girl that didn't have a voice, didn't have a choice, didn't have her own thoughts, didn't, you know, feel like she mattered, didn't feel like her story mattered or her pain mattered, or kind of having grown up in that system and being that girl. And as I'm coming out of being that girl, it's like I want to bring as many girls with me as possible, you know, away from that system so that they know their voice matters too. You know, their story matters too. Their pain matters too. Their dreams matter too. So it's like this part of me that like, yes, I want to enjoy where I am and the freedom that I have, but I don't want to keep it to myself. You know, I know that there's so many women out there suffering and suffering alone and not being seen and not being heard or validated or valued, or they still believe that lie that they don't matter. And just that is the driving force for me. If one person listens and says, well, Dawn thinks I matter, I'm like, hell yeah, you matter. You know, you mattered then and you matter now. And, you know, everything about you matters. And we only get this one life to live, and I want you to live it. You know, like I want you to be connected to yourself and to your joy and to your peace and like live in that place. And I just know like majority of my life, I haven't lived there. Majority of my life, I gave that away. Like I sacrificed myself. I lived to please a system that was not there to support me or protect me, but I guess was there to keep me down. And so once you when you experience that, and you know there's other people that know what that's like, and not to mention going through this type of wake up is a very lonely experience, because a lot of the people that were supporting you or around you disappear, because now you're not the quiet girl anymore. You know, you're not the one that just turns a blind eye when shit's happening. You know, I can't do that anymore. Now I have to look and feel things and see things and say things and speak for the people that can't speak, because they fucking matter. And so it's like, that's kind of like where I am and why this feels so important to me and what I want to use this platform for.
That's pretty juicy. There's so much in there too. You said, you want people to understand that they're not the only one, and it's hard to come out, and you because of how much you lose. There's so many things you said, but all of these things I'm listening to, and I think a lot of people can really relate to how hard it is knowing that you're gonna piss someone off or lose someone you love because you need to do what's right for you, and often choose not to because that feels wrong or selfish or all the things, So yesterday I heard a saying I'd never heard before, and that it's more, there is more suffering in the imagination than in reality. And I had to stop and think because we often hear about the get out of your imagination because it's, and you're like, oh, I love it. It's my dream world. It's my lovely world. So I really had to take a pause and I saw how true this was because often for me, I would get stuck in imagining all the wonderful things it could be. And all I could see is the gap of why I wasn't there, the fear of getting there, the what's gonna have to happen. There was so much suffering that I was putting upon myself in looking at what could be instead of just going through it and being present and it never even really happening that way, or being able to be so aligned or in connection with myself that I could get through it. I didn't have to suffer.
So you were missing out on the moment,
So
thinking
I
of.
think about when I was in an abusive relationship, very toxic abusive relationship. We had our business wrapped up together. So we had made $1 million in less than 2 years. We were doing it. Like we were at it. And it was not glamorous whatsoever, but we thought so. And we were young and dumb and working hard, and and when I thought about leaving and I thought about getting away from him, all I could really think about was, what if I'm wrong? What if this awfulness is my fault, not his? What if, when I do leave, I let all the people that I've built this business with don't like me anymore? What if, and I had more suffering thinking about where I wanted to be than I did in anchoring in the good part of where I'm going.
Yeah,
I didn't have a
absolutely.
Dawn back then. I didn't have you back then. And it finally, it was, like many, it takes the bad moment. It takes the moment where you're like,
The
enough is enough.
crisis.
Yes, the crisis moment. And I look back and I'm like, what would I have told myself back then? And it was, anybody you lose along the way was not good for you to where you're going. Those people, I don't even miss them. Those people were not good for who I was becoming. And as an adoptee, I was wrapped up in not wanting to ever lose anyone. That abandonment is really strong. But I did it, and I did it to save my life. And guess what? I don't even, I'm to the point now at 47, I'm starting to not even remember the story. It identified me. It was my identifier for decades, right? But now I'm like, wait, what
Did
happened in my 20s?
that
You know, what
happen?
happened back then? And yeah, and I have, you know, I'm, and so, yeah, I'll just kind of stop there for a second and
Well,
yes.
what you're talking about, or what I hear you saying too, is like I've been talking about on the podcast is the cost, right? And oftentimes it is you lose the people and you lose the environments or the sense of belonging. But what's even more important is when we don't take the risk and get out of the situation, is we lose ourself, which is a far greater cost. And that's what it costs to stay in those relationships, because you have to abandon yourself to get acceptance in those places, right? So yeah, it does cost, and a lot of times that cost keeps us stuck. But it cost even more, significantly more. In my experience, this is how I feel when I lose myself, when I don't even have me to do life with, because I've lost
Absolutely.
me. You know, $1 million, you know, versus having yourself. It's like there's no amount of money in the world worth losing you.
Not at all.
No.
And there's, I run into people who don't see the out because of their story. They allow, you know, if I'm sick and I can't pay my bills, what am I going to do? At least right now I have someone to cover me.
Oh, yeah.
Or how am I supposed to bridge the gap? The bridging of the gap is the scariest part, and that never ends. So
Yeah.
when you're healthy and you're happy and you're thriving and you want to build your business to another level, that gap is scary. It takes a plunge. It feels like you're trapped. You feel like a victim in your situation until you finally just take the plunge. So
Yeah.
it seems like every big thing that's going to cause you to grow feels scary.
Yeah.
So to somewhat embrace that. Now I want to circle back around to when we started this conversation
Yeah.
about showing up for people, and you didn't want to just show up to be talking.
Yeah.
I have seen that when I'm listening to people who I find easy to listen to, and you're one of those people, you're easy to listen to, and you make great points, and it two things happen. One, awareness starts to happen. And we all know awareness is the first step, right?
Yeah.
And two, inspiration is in it. And for a lot of people, it just takes awareness. For a lot of people, it just takes inspiration. And for some, it takes both for a long time
Yeah.
until that one day it just hits.
Yeah.
So I want to emphasize that when you show up on this podcast and you're talking from your heart, you are always making an impact.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that. That's really important to me, and that's a happy thought for me. You know, like the thought of inspiring someone or bringing some type of awareness, or if they've never heard something before, like they matter or I believe them, you know, then to me it's worth it. Even just one person experiencing that. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. Well, I am going to say hats off to many more episodes to come.
Thank you, Brooke. And thank you for all the work that you do behind the scenes to make this thing happen. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for being an inspiration to me that helped me bring this dream to life, made me brave to sit in this chair and do hard shit. So I
Well, you
commend you.
did,
Thank
and you
you
showed up. And I know that was a great ending piece, but I'm going to go a little bit farther and say,
that.
if y'all haven't met this woman or been in the same room as her, I highly suggest it, because when I first met her, I saw this authentic, purity in her eyes that I still see today, with this mama bear roar, this fire. And you don't see a combination of that often. When people have had a lot of a past with a lot of abuse or trauma of some sort, and they bring out their roar, they forget they're soft. And they forget they can still be pure because they're scared to be. And you have embraced, imagine that. You have
Emotional.
embraced both so beautifully.
Thank you, Brooke. That's a really kind thing to say. That really means a lot to me because I want to be both of those things because they both matter, right?
Well, thank
Thank
you.
you for saying that. Thank you everyone for being with us today. And just remember, you matter, your story matters, your pain matters, your dreams matter, and you're not that girl anymore.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.